Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropp.
It is a big-time rumor, and it might affect you. Big time, it might affect you. Need to know about it. You need to think about it. You also need to just understand how all of this election stuff is impacting your life in ways maybe you didn't even think about. Also, there's a huge CYA from the legislature that is going to lead, my prediction to you, to some Oregon politicians declaring that the U.S. Supreme Court is racist. Yeah, no kidding. Also, the possible weakening of Measure 11. It's on the table in the next session. And the possible weakening of Measure 11 over the ridiculous argument that weakening Measure 11 will help survivors heal. Now let that sink in for a moment. Yikes. Well, the deep state struck again, friends. We're going to talk about that, and because that all is part of what is drastic action that might save the republic, either by Trump or somebody else that you might not have thought about. Mike Pence. There's a great piece in the American Thinker about that today. We're going to get to all of that today, including this major rumor, and that's exactly what it is. It is a rumor. I'll have all of this up on my Facebook page, Jeff Kropp, as we go through the day. We do a three-hour show today, as we do every day now for a time. I don't know how long, but, you know, Stacey Ann is in Mexico doing some wonderful mission work, trying to make people's lives better down there. And kudos to her for doing that. In the meantime, I am expanded to 3 hours here in Political Coffee. It's your opportunity to join with me in talking about the political issues of the day in a way that makes, first of all, makes sense to you, because I'm no different than you. I'm just an average Joe who served some time in the Oregon House of Representatives. I'm a fifth-generation Oregon farmer. And I think about the things of my life and my world in just very basic common sense ways. And I bet you're the same way. So when it comes to talking about all of these political issues and how they impact your life, I approach it from that respect. Because I want us to think about it. I want us to be aware of it. But I also want you to do something with that awareness. Do something good for other people with it. And that's using the issues that we talk about every day to persuade the persuadable in your world. Because that's how you're going to make people's lives get better. And again, your goal is to lead the horse to water, but not try to make it drink. You know, Limbaugh said something about this a couple of days ago, and it's, you know, it really is true, and it's what I've been echoing for a long time. There's a difference between convincing and persuasion. Convincing is where you browbeat or you impose your will, so to speak, through argument or debate on somebody else. Whether they really buy into it or not is not the issue. But they agree. Yeah, whatever it is. Doesn't matter. Have you ever done that? I have. I've never liked it as I've thought about it in the long run, no matter what my goals were or my ends. Ends justify the means, as the evil ones say. But persuasion is different. Persuasion is making that argument in such a way that a person is fully persuaded, to use a term from the Bible. fully persuaded in their soul, in their mind, to move their thinking. That's what we're trying to do on Political Coffee. The reason now I'm going to bed earlier and getting up earlier than ever before to be prepared for things of importance to talk with you about. And that's what we're going to do today. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to jeff@1220.am. Now, by the way, I want to thank those of you who listened to my interview with Megan Marie yesterday. The assault on her life, the threats on her life from the left and Antifa. Because she stood up and helped organize these Stop the Steal, Defeat the Steal rallies, and something that really is good and a real blessing in people's lives. And that was that Thanksgiving dinner the day before Thanksgiving, held at the Capitol, free, especially to the homeless people and people who have been negatively impacted by Kate Brown and her lockdown. Well, as you know, we had to cancel Saturday's Christmas event, which was also not going to be just dinner on the Capitol Mall, but gift giving to the kids, some of these people. But yes, groups like the Proud Boys and others have gone out and gotten gifts for these kids. Now they can't give it to them. Why? Because the left has threatened, majorly threatened to come into Antifa and beat people up. Thank you to those of you who are willing to help Megan. I appreciate all of you, and if you are willing to help her, because she has to go to court now. She was arrested because at an event at the Capitol, Antifa came in, and the Proud Boys beat the living daylights out of some of them. She happened to go along and mace, which she probably shouldn't have done, a guy that had already been knocked down and beat up. And those people who knocked him down, he's an Antifa guy. The people that knocked him down and beat him up and kicked him, you see it on the video. Nope, nobody, they didn't get arrested. She did. Why? Because she's the political target of these people. They hired a private detective, followed her to Washington, D.C. She got assaulted in D.C. and fought back. And that is the edited video that you'll see. Anyway, if you want to help her fight, if you want to stand with her at her next hearing, and you want to go out and you want to demonstrate peacefully in her support, or if you want to help her with her legal fund, because I'm going to try to find her a lawyer so she can sue the people that are threatening her, and she knows who some of them are. It's like I said yesterday, friends. We either stand together, we either hang together, or we hang separately, using that term from the Revolutionary War. Now, if you want to help, just send me an email. It's jeff@1220.am. So there's a rumor going around. And it's gaining some steam. We're seeing more and more people out in the media start to talk about the idea of Trump declaring martial law. There's a major rumor, and I'll have this, this is from Rumor Mill News, which is aptly, and I want to thank Tim for sending it to me. As more and more people start to talk about this, you can see the stage is being set. Look at the stories about the deep state striking again. I made that comment. Well, they did, because, you know, this report that is supposed to be due to Donald Trump and to Congress by Friday, both as a result of the executive order and, frankly, by federal law, it's been delayed. Been delayed because the DNI, John Ratcliffe, doesn't have all the information yet, he says. There's a Breitbart story about that. There's another one today. that says he's considering not signing the intelligence report when it does go to Congress, and apparently it's going to be January now, just in time to screw Trump up for declaring martial law. DNI Ratcliffe is considering not signing it. Why? Because it wouldn't accurately reflect the ongoing debate amongst the intelligence community career analysts, specifically over China's attempts to influence American voters in the 2020 election. Now, that would be something that would give Trump reasons to do it. To do what? Well, to do what General McInerney is saying is probably going to have to happen. He is advocating. He is calling on the president. And he did this in an interview, and you can see it because I'll have it up. It's a video. He's advocating for Trump to invoke the Insurrection Act, to use military tribunals, to declare martial law, and suspend habeas corpus. Now, I mean, that relates to his being part of the exposing of Hammer and Scorecard. We went through a lot of that yesterday. There was actually more to the story, but I don't know that it's worthwhile, given that I think that this is a greater value to you to think about. If Trump does this, folks, how does it affect your life? Because I want to go back to the major rumor story from Rumor Mills. Here's what it says, and this is what I want you to think about. Trump is prepared. This is a headline. Major rumor. Trump is preparing to implement martial law. Contacts say to prepare for 10 days of food and water. This was, and you can watch the TrueNews.com. Enemies, foreign, domestic. Will U.S. Special Forces take out the Communist Chinese Party moles inside America? Okay. Now, I really think a lot of this is a stretch. I'm just going to be honest with you, and I am hopeful and I'm praying that it does not come to this. And I mean that sincerely. Him invoking the terms of the executive order is different. I hope that happens. Because I think at this point that's the only way in my natural realm, and I'm going to get to that in a moment because there's a difference between natural and spiritual here. But I'm going to tell you, in my natural realm, I hope he does invoke the executive order. And I hope he does impound Dominion voting machines. Because we have enough evidence now that needs to be corroborated to prove that the election was stolen. The question is, who did it and what will happen? And how's it going to impact you? Back in a moment. 20.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
22 minutes past the top of the hour. Ron, hang on. And Art, I'm going to get to you in just a moment here. You can also send me an email to jeff@1220.am. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. One line open. Rick sent me an email. Or it might have been Gail, because I think that's his better half. But anyway, it's about this issue of the vaccine, the COVID vaccine. How would you feel about getting it if you know it contained aborted fetal cells? The cells of aborted babies. How would you feel about that? If you're a pro-life person, Now that's a whole nother subject, but so how would you be impacted in your life if Trump has to declare martial law after invoking the Insurrection Act? What would be the catalyst for that? Well, what if it's Mike Pence and something that Mike Pence does? That's an interesting thought, isn't it? Well, we're going to explore it. Again, folks, I hope and I pray in the spiritual realm that none of this happens. But I do hope that something occurs that moves others to do the right thing, including judges. Now, there's a battle going on in the spiritual realm, and we'll get into that, and it relates to some things that I've, not just me, but others have been made aware of, and I will get to that. Again, 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC Talk Line. Let's go to Ron. Ron, good morning. What do you say today?
Well, I say I think that Megan needs to go after, if they've been stalking her all the way to D.C., I think that's a federal lines cross. She needs to talk to the state AG. And at the same time, I think that people need to keep their heads up. Nobody, when near holidays, near Christmas, and we're going through Hanukkah, I don't recognize the other holiday that they claim. But nevertheless, I feel people that we need to keep our heads steady, do your normal stuff, live life. But if I had my way, Jeff, right now, I would send, I would use that act. And make sure you take all machines out of Georgia. You station them, you station our troops, about 30,000, at every part of Georgia where they'd be voting at. And you monitor, make sure there ain't no hanky-panky. Make sure that the representation from an independent, whatever party they got going in each of those districts. And that's why you keep and secure the will of the vote. Once they see the people that they that their vote's going to be not going to be messed with, and they're there until the whole process is done, on January 5th, no later than the 6th, then you'll bring confidence back, and it will help give the people of Georgia the confidence that their vote will matter because it'll be protected. And I feel with that situation alone, it will upbeat those that when the fall, when the next meeting comes with the Electoral College in January, it helps give Mo and other people the strength to make the 1876 decision. Hopefully, they may have to make some deals, just like they did in 1876 with the Republicans, and maybe even some Democrats. But it'd be better than the Crypt Keeper and expose all the Chinese ties, capture all these dang rats, whether we got over 200 in our own state. There's 16,000
right,
in California. You got
that's
another
right.
16 to 20,000 in Washington, other 250 plus. That should be something to worry about. So I encourage everybody to keep your heads on a swivel, live life, walk by faith, pray every day for God to give us guidance and open up the eyes and protect us. And for those that want to stir pot against those that's trying to peacefully help out, and I just heard that you said they're going to try to go after my Proud Boy friends. No, that's when we need to step up, Americans, Oregonians, and support taking care of the life that we call charity and compassion. No evil should be allowed to drive us away from those things that we do. That's all I got to say.
That's right. Thank you, brother. I do appreciate that.
You.
Let's go to Art. Art, good morning. Go.
Good morning,
hey, Art, good morning.
We need to step up to the plate and go after these yahoos that believe they can intimidate us by threatening us. We need to, number one, I believe, get a hold of our county commissioners and request that the Marion County Sheriff's do an investigation on these Antifa people because it's against the law to make threats of violence upon people and put the pressure on them and expose them. And we also should get a hold of the mayor of Salem, too, and say, hey, what are you going to do about this? We got people in this city and in this county making threats and denying us our rights to have this Christmas thing that we were going to have because of threatening of violence. And the sheriff's office and the city police ought to investigate these people and prosecute them to the fullest extent of the law. We got to take our country back, our city back, our state back, Jeff. And it's time for us to quit allowing these people to bully us. We need to expose them and get their butts thrown in jail for the things that they're doing.
Well, you're right. It's the political pressure is what needs to happen here. See, some of these people come down from Portland, where they get arrested. They have, we know who they are. They have long arrest records. Portland police have all this data. Salem police knows who they are. But they're not arrested when they come to Salem. In Portland, they get arrested. They get turned loose. In Salem, they don't get arrested at all, in a place where the DA would prosecute them, or should. And it becomes a political choice.
They're violating the law. We need to step up to the plate. We need to put the pressure on our leaders to get these people and not allow them to bully and intimidate us. If we do that, Jeff, then they'll stop their antics.
That's right, because we will have put some of them in jail. Did I mention that the sheriff and the DA are both elected?
Well, they are, buddy. And we need to get everybody, Gerard, Bill Post, putting the pressure on and taking care of these bullies and these Antifa people.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
24 minutes till the top of the hour. Yes, that is the Power Buick GMC talk line, 503-589-1220. Emails always to Jeff at 1220.am. And I will do my best to read them on the air. Now, I'm going to get into what would be the catalyst that would cause the imposition of martial law, the Insurrection Act, suspension of habeas corpus, as wild and as crazy as that sounds. Well, it's not so crazy, is it? By the way, I want to thank Dwight for sending me How Presidents Change While in Office. The pictures are, you know, it's a stressful job, folks. I mean, and nobody's come under greater stress than Donald Trump. Also, Timothy sent me a story that I saw yesterday that I think I maybe mentioned or not. I don't know. Anyway, the Pentagon declares an emergency shutdown of its internal communications network for several hours. Why? Solar winds. And yes, despite the testimony yesterday of the CEO of Dominion in front of the Michigan State Senate Committee, where he apparently lied a lot, he says, well, we use a different solar winds system. We don't use that Orion system. Got caught in another lie because apparently he does. There's a story about that out there. Apparently Dominion does, rather. Now, what would be the catalyst? Well, I'm going to get to that in a moment here. And Mike Pence is a piece of it. Okay? What would be the catalyst of Donald Trump as president? Before he leaves office, initiating the Insurrection Act, martial law, suspension of habeas corpus. Folks, it's all been done before. You may not know that, but it has. We talked a little bit about how Thomas Jefferson had to put in place the Insurrection Act. Abraham Lincoln had to suspend habeas corpus. I mean, it sounds really extreme, doesn't it? And I hope and I pray that it never happens. But I'm going to lay out for you how it could happen. It relates to what we talked about yesterday and the day before. Yesterday was all about hammer scorecard. The day before was about Trump's executive order. Today, going to be about how all of this that comes together, if in fact it happens, and how it's going to impact your life. Because everything's going to be disrupted, folks. There's a change coming to America. Truly, there is. And it's more spiritual than anything else, but it's going to be manifested in your life and my life. So also is, you know, yesterday I gave you a very sincere admonition, if you will. And I mean this. For you to consider doing business with our advertisers. Because they're the people that make it possible for us to even stay on the air and have these conversations. Radio stations are businesses. We sell ads. And those ads produce, hopefully, business and profit to those businesses who paid us money for the ads. That's why it's important in a very tough, very difficult time that you consider doing business with these people. If they're your local friends and neighbors. We love them. They care about you. They care about us. People like Freedom Heating and Air. You know, they've been in Salem a long time. Almost like 50 years. There are people that can make your life better. And I mean make your life better. By making your home more comfortable. Or your business for that matter. A great business that is worthy of your support. They've been around in business. They've survived the ups and downs of the business cycle, including this one, which is a very difficult one, because they do really good work. They take care of their customers. Check them out on the web, freedomheatingandair.net. That's their website, freedomheatingandair, all one word, .net. All right, so there's a piece today in the American Thinker. And it's entitled, Does Mike Pence Want to Save America? And it's all these scenarios, and it talks about what we talked about yesterday, right? And it is where the Congress joint session on January 6th happens, but there are objections. We're seeing a lot about that now, right? We're seeing senators being asked about that. And a bunch of them are saying, well, you know, they're kind of punting, right? They're the persuadables. They have to be persuaded by something. But so also would Mike Pence to do something that we didn't talk about yesterday. You see, the president of the Senate is the one who opens all the certificates. And the votes will be counted. In the presence of the Senate and the House. That's what Article 2, Section 1 of the Constitution says. Now this is, we have talked all about how one Senate member, one House member can object to a state's validity and what that happens, what that triggers, you know, the debate and blah, 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 and all of that. Here's what Mike Pence could do. If Mike Pence, and I'm reading from the article here, suppose Pence says he believes that widespread coordinated fraud swung the election to Joe Biden. He says that as a constitutional officer, he swore to uphold the Constitution and to defend it against enemies, both foreign and domestic. Pence, therefore, here's what we didn't talk about yesterday. Here's what he could do. Pence, therefore, refuses to certify that Biden has at least 270 electoral votes. The election then goes directly to the House. There's no one else who can certify the election. No one can replace Pence unless he agrees. According to Senate procedure, a temporary president, a serving senator, can be chosen only if the vice president is absent. So Pence could say here, I disagree, and I'm not going to certify that Biden has 270. That means it goes directly to the House. We know how it ends up in the House. Every state gets one vote. There are far more states that are run with Republican delegations than there are Democrats. Pelosi would lose. Donald Trump would be president. Now, Pence, so what they're saying here is that Pence could not be replaced unless he's absent. Now, I'll get into that in a moment, but next, the article says, Pence could say, I hereby certify that neither Joe Biden nor Donald Trump have received the necessary 270 electoral votes to be elected president of the United States. Therefore, the presidential election is immediately referred to the House of Representatives for a determination who shall be elected president. We are adjourned. He hits the gavel. It's done at that point. Now, what would happen if Pence did that? Well, I'm going to get into that in a moment, because that relates to my topic today about you, how all of this would affect you. But how could someone, well, how could Pence be prevented from doing that if he was absent and a Mitch McConnell swamp-loving senator was appointed by McConnell, because McConnell would still be in control at that time, to replace Pence? How would Pence be absent? Well, you know, Mike Pence is not going to refuse to show up. So what happens if he is assassinated? You see, that's a piece here that is written about in this American Thinker article. Let me read from this. So if Pence is not taken out by something, however, a concerted effort to kill him, as the writer writes about here. And that's Andrea Widberg, by the way, is the author of this piece. What would happen if Pence did say neither Trump nor Biden at 270 and it goes back to the House and adjourns? There would be riots. There would be arson. There would be bombing. There would be murder in the streets immediately. Antifa would be unleashed by the Democrat Party. Isn't it funny how they've largely quit their violence and destruction? They would be unleashed. She writes, the National Guard would have to be mobilized to control the situation. Many would have to be put in jail and left there. The Insurrection Act would probably be invoked, and perhaps martial law invoked in certain areas. Could these costs justify Pence's action? Certainly Pence would know what he's setting loose. Would he have the foundational belief in God and the country to carry through regardless, accepting momentary chaos as the price for liberty? I'll talk about that on the other side of this break.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
10 minutes till the top of the hour. I'll get to Gail in a moment, and I'll also complete my thought about this piece in American Thinker about how Mike Pence could create the dynamic if he has the courage or the belief that it's the right thing to do that would lead to martial law, would lead to the Insurrection Act being imposed, because there would be mass rioting in the streets. How would that affect your life? How would it affect how much food and water you have? Given that, well, water, as long as you're paying your bill, you're probably okay, whether you live in the country or the city. But what about food? Look at what's happened with the run on paper towels and toilet paper, with the COVID nonsense, in finding sanitizer. What do you think it would be like for food? If you have mass unrest all across the country because of what Mike Pence might do, and then the Insurrection Act being invoked, martial law, would you even be able to go out and go shopping? You probably have to keep buying things online, but could FedEx and UPS and the Postal Service get you things? One of the things you could do is you could probably keep buying things online. It's just whether it would come to you. I mean, great things like ProBioscience's great CBD products that I use personally, that I cannot say enough good things about. You know, they're a Salem-based company. They use only the highest quality CBD there is because they use only CBD from Oregon, which has the high standards there are. I've been raving about this pain stick because it works, folks. Works for me, but so does this tincture that helps me sleep. Maybe you ought to check it out. Go to their website, pro-bioscience.com. Pro-bioscience.com. Use the discount code for a 15% discount. What's that code? Well, for the month of December, it is the word Christ. It is, after all, Christmas season. Christ. Pro-bioscience.com. Gail, good morning. What do you say today?
Good morning. First of all, I'm so glad you're talking about Mike Pence, because I am very concerned about him. I think we need to be praying also for his protection, like you just said. But I heard that him and his wife, Karen, are planning to take the vaccination. And I find that very, very scary. I don't quite know where to start. I don't know whether to give you information for people to look up. But I know there was a report of a nurse who already had taken the vaccination, and she had problems with breathing where she had to have medication to reverse that. So we know that it's not 100% safe, besides having aborted fetal cells in it.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I mean, it is.
So,
I read that story about that nurse having a really bad allergic reaction. She had no allergies to anything.
Yeah. Yeah, and so what's sad, too, about these aborted fetal cells is it doesn't just take one baby. Like the WI-38, the 38 means that it took 38 babies to get that one cell line. And these babies have to be living tissue. How do you get living tissue? Think about that. Anyway, pray for Mike Pence.
Yeah, no, I agree. And he's apparently going to, I saw the Chiron on Newsmax that he was going to take the vaccine live on television at the White House.
How can we get message to him that it's not ethical, it's not safe, and if we need him down the road, he shouldn't be taking that.
Yeah, especially if it has, if he has knowledge that it has fetal cells in it, from abortions, I don't think he could morally do it. I don't think he would.
Yeah.
Question is, does he? Now, he's a smart guy.
No.
Okay? I just, I tell you, the pressures of being in Vice President and President Gail are huge. They really are.
Yes.
So thank you, Gail. It's a great point to ponder because it relates to, the question I ask. If you knew, I want every one of you who are pro-life to just think about this. If you knew that this vaccine that you are maybe going to be required to take in your job, if you knew it had aborted fetal cells in it, how could you morally do that? Would you be okay with it? I want you to think about that, folks. So, Mike Pence, yeah, we need to pray. Gail's right. Because if he did what this story in the American Thinker, and I'll have it up on the show plan on my Facebook page. If he did that, if he just said, I don't believe the election was correct. I believe it was stolen. I declare that neither Joe Biden or Donald Trump have achieved 270 electoral votes because I don't accept them. He gavels down. It goes to the House of Representatives. The moment he does that, we know Trump gets reelected. Let's go quickly to Super Dave. Super Dave, you got to stop calling with about a minute left in the show.
Oh, sorry, buddy. Hey, just one thing that you have to realize, that God has a handle on this. That's it. He knows. He already knows what's going to happen.
I'm going to address that in the next hour, yes.
Yeah, and if you know the prophets, I've been watching the prophets and praying, and I tell you what, it's going to happen, whatever he decides. And we just have to go with it and praise God for it and let it go. Let it be. So just to let you know, everybody know that you just need to pray. Pray hard. Like I said, you don't have to be the verbal anything whatsoever. Just talk to him. Talk to him. He will listen to you. He will listen to you. And the
prayer
thing
works.
Is, it will happen.
That's right.
So
this is a spiritual battle as much as anything. Super Dave, thank you. It's a great admonishment. Great. Rebecca, you're going to have to hang on through the top of the hour break. Get to her. We have two more hours left, folks. This is the only hour, this first hour, that will be rebroadcast this evening at 6 p.m. But eventually here, I'll get all of this stuff up on the podcast. Thank you all for listening for this hour. Back in a moment. Don't go away.